Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Bob Oakes. We're back out on Main Street in the central Mass town of Ware this morning. We've had a bunch of cars and trucks go by, but no pedestrian traffic save one jogger who came by about a half hour ago. David, that that pet store you were just talking about will not be far down the road from where we're standing right here out in front of this vacant storefront. I understand it's gotten a lot of interest from potential workers.
Long before it opened, the owner told me he never advertised for the job and he had 100 applicants. He's full. And that, of course, is the new economy that's on Route 32 South. It's all about retail. We talked to Louis Despre last week, who's the owner of American Disposables, Bob, and he told me that most of the people that he laid off over a year ago still haven't gotten work.
Well, we caught up with a couple of those workers that you're talking about 15 months after their layoffs, and I know that you spoke to one of them, David.
That's right. Her name is Lynn Clark. She's 23 years old. She got laid off at American Disposables, and so too did her mother. She's about to have a baby. She's looking for work. She can't find any, willing to do anything. She's being supported by her boyfriend. He works at Walmart and part-time, and he tells me that even now they're cutting back on his hours at Walmart.
Out of town, you can go and get a good job at a factory making $11, $12 an hour, but you have to travel.
Do you have a car?
No, I don't have a car.
Why wouldn't you think of leaving where?
I would love to leave this town. It's just the expense of packing up, moving, trying to start all over, it would bankrupt us.
Believe it or not, Lynn is in some ways better off than another of Louis' former employees, Mike McCarthy. We recently visited Mike in West Warren, just about 5 minutes south of Ware, where he's had to move in with his fiancée. They're making ends meet on her disability pay and the $180 he gets in unemployment each week, but those payments run out at the end of the month, and he has no idea how he's going to get by after that. It's been years since Mike had steady work, and he says that even though retail stores like Walmart may be hiring, he's holding out for another factory job.
I really miss getting up and going to work every day. I really do. It gives me great satisfaction to make a quality product here in the United States of America. It makes you feel good inside, I think, you know, rather than sit around all day and collect. I mean, who wants to do that?
It didn't used to be like this in Ware, did it?
No, actually it didn't. I started working back in, I think it was like 86 or 87, and I remember 1 week I had three different jobs that week. I'm not kidding you. That's how many jobs there were. You could quit a job, the next day you could go get a job, you could quit that job, and the next day you could go get another job at three different places. Now you can't do that. If you get a job, you better hold on to it, because there's like 2,000 people out there ready to take that position, no matter what it is.
Is anyone around here hiring?
Not that I know of. Just in this neighborhood alone, like this entire street, I don't think there's maybe two people on this whole street that even have a job. And I think that's what bothers me the most is that, you know, I read about it in the paper every day, you know, how they say things are getting better. And I'm just thinking, getting better where? Because it's not happening here.
Mike has had to give up a lot in recent years. He lost his health insurance. He couldn't afford to keep his car. So when he goes job hunting, he has to hitch a ride from his brother, who's also out of work. He enrolled at the University of Phoenix, an online school, hoping to get a college degree. But then his mom got sick, and he had to drop out. So he lost his federal grant. Now he owes the school $2,000 and is still no closer to a degree. At this point, his best plan isn't even to get a job he keeps. It's just to get one he can hold on to long enough to be eligible for another round of unemployment.
Who knows? I may go back to work next month. But then how long will it last? Will they be able to keep me employed? I don't know. What I'm hoping is maybe I'll go back long enough if my unemployment does run out, so I can collect more, to at least try to keep myself intact for now.
When's the last time you bought something that you don't really feel like you needed, that it was a, maybe a little bit of a luxury or a little bit of a stretch, and what was it?
It was my engagement ring for my girl. I bought it last Christmas. We didn't really need it, but I needed it. I needed it to give to her to show her how much I care for her, because, you know, that's all we have is each other. You know, I spent quite a bit of money. I'd be like to have the money right now, but but it was worth it. And I think that's how we get through it.